And back with Dave Archer, Wes Durham, and Patrick DeMarco is good enough to spend here the last few minutes of our program with us on a Monday out at Flowery Branch. It'll be the Falcons and Arizona Cardinals coming up on Sunday. We'll start at 4:05 in our pregame coverage. The Ackerman Security Systems countdown to kickoff at 2:05. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How you feeling? We saw you on the injury report. I guess a little bit of the illness last week or something.
Yeah, I had a little stomach bug and had me out for a day. Didn't know if I was going to make it there for a little while, but
had to rally for Sunday, huh?
Yeah, felt much better. Got some IVs and was good to go by Sunday.
Patrick, having a chance to be around a lot of fullbacks in my day playing, I know you guys take offense when your quarterback gets touched. I know when your running back doesn't gain as many yards as you want him to, you take offense to that as well. What do you feel like yesterday was the problem in the run game? You guys couldn't get that cranked up.
It was just mushy up front. There was holes and they got closed. And I mean, Cleveland did a good job of kind of two gapping and kind of giving their backs mixed reads. So you just got to keep punching and keep swinging.
A couple times it busted through for you, though. Right? I mean, a couple times.
Yeah, we squeezed through a few times. We probably left a few runs out there where we had some yardage that we should have had, but. Like I said, you just got to kind of keep punching, and sooner or later they're going to pop.
Well, when you got a team, it's a 3-4 team, and they've got those three guys that are two-gapping, sometimes it does help to go straight ahead. And it looked like when you guys didn't go broken line, pull anybody, or try to get to the edge, you had some success running straight ahead.
Yeah, when we got downhill, like Coach Brown always says, we're downhill backfield. And when we got downhill and we got where we got comfortable, we had some success. So hopefully we transition that and do that against Arizona.
All right, talk about the ability to – we had Eric Weems in here with us last week, and he does such a great job on special teams and is always ready for that fourth or fifth receiver scenario or to have to come in with the regular group and block, do all the dirty work. Mm-hmm. You're another one of those guys that does that kind of stuff. How hard is it to be ready for all the offensive things you have to do, but yeah, you're a core special teams guy. You're on all the special teams as well.
You just got to be ready. Whenever your number's called, go out there and produce. And it's an effort type thing to be on teams and to be playing fullback. It's you got to really care about what you're doing. You got to go out there and lay it all on the line every play.
Well, there are a couple times now where we've seen you during, and Arch has this standard working material with fullbacks that in order to keep them happy, you got to give them a crumb.
Got to give them a crumb.
Got to get a crumb or two. So, you know, I can look at the chart here and see that there are not many catches and not many receptions or not many carries. There are far more catches than carries in your career.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen you line up impressively very wide in a ball game.
Yes, I've
out there. There's something to that now? Is there a ball coming your way there?
I'm not necessarily a primary target, but I mean, if push comes to shove and that's got to get it somewhere, I'm definitely a viable target.
Yeah, key check down opportunities. Yeah. I mean, having played the position, the flare control is huge, especially if you're not able to protect as well. And there were a number of times where they brought four and there was an issue up front. You need to have that flare control.
Yeah, you got to have get it out, guy. Out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you come to camp, this is a team that's a three wide receiver, tight end, one back scenario. And there's probably only going to be one fullback if a fullback is kept. Walk us through the mindset as you come to camp knowing I've got to beat out probably three other guys for my job, probably three or four other fullbacks here. And then they may not even keep a fullback. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to go through that mentally?
It's tough, but just got to kind of try to win each snap and take each snap like it's your last. There's never at fullback, there's never a promised position, and special teams is a huge reason on why I'm still here. So just got to make the most of every opportunity you get.
Patrick DeMarco with us in the players segment. Is that part of knowing full well that special teams could be the swing vote, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely. It's the more you can do in this business. It's you can play on teams, you can play on offense, and wherever they can throw you in.
Now, you're a guy that played linebacker, played some fullback when you were in high school.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a moment where you thought, okay, well, you know, I've done that. If they don't want me to play fullback, I can play on the other side of the football. Has that moment ever arisen?
Oh, that'd be a tough one. it's been a while. And, I mean, if I had to, yeah, I would definitely give it my all and do what I can, but that'd be a tough transition at this level.
Take us inside the huddle. Most people, Matt's a little bit of an enigma to him because he's so well-spoken in the post-game interviews. And there never seems to be anything that kind of ruffles his feathers. But he has a real fiery side to him. I know you've seen it. Take us inside the huddle and give us an example of something kind of like that where he lights some people up and gets ready to play.
Who's this?
Matt Ryan.
Matt, before we – like right when we start in the pregame, we go after Skelly. We get all our offensive linemen and everything in a big huddle, and we all get going, and we starting to get excited and everything, and Matt just comes in and gives us this five or six second just fiery speech and has us all like – ready to run through a wall for him. And that's just one little example. But during the game, I mean, when push comes to shove, he's a true leader. And he's just really good at kind of getting you going. Gives us words of encouragement and tells us, look, push comes to shove, we got to get this done right here. Let's go, guys. Buckle up. Let's go.
Wow. Patrick DeMarco with us in the players segment here in the last couple minutes of the program. Arizona comes in here on Sunday, group 9-2 after their loss yesterday in Seattle. Arch and I have talked about it. There have been some Donnybrooks here. I mean, these have been big plays. It's not been necessarily easy for the offense at times. It's been defensive-driven ball games. A few years ago, I think there were 8 or 9 combined turnovers in the game, and I think Bryant won it on a kick late, as I recall. What kind of ball – do you anticipate a certain style of play week to week from who you're playing?
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a physical game against Arizona. They got a pretty good defense, and you look at most of their games, they're pretty low-scoring. So our offense is just going to have to execute where we can, and defense keep the score down, and hopefully the offense can throw some points on the board and get us a W.
All right, I'm going to take you back to college. South Carolina Gamecock. So you played in some monster games, and you've ruined the hopes of Georgia Bulldog Nation a number of times when you were there as well. And as it turned out, it looks like South Carolina did it to them again this year along with Florida. The level of play in the SEC – is scrutinized and talked about a lot. Give us an idea what that's like and how does it translate to this level when you start talking about playing in the elite conference in America?
There's just a lot of ball players, a lot of really good athletes. There's a lot of speed in the SEC, but you get a lot of horses up front too that are in the SEC. So it's you get a blend of it all. It's not necessarily in the Big 12 you think of, oh, it's a downhill run style game, and you look at the Pac-12 and you're spreading it out. You kind of get a blend of it all in the SEC, and there's just a lot of really good players down in the Southeast.
Now, this being rivalry weekend, do you and Malachi Goodman cross wires here this weekend?
He hasn't approached me yet this week.
He hasn't approached
you.
He hasn't approached me. Is that the way that has to go? He has to approach you?
Yeah, if he wants to come with me with a little smack talk, he better have something to back it up, because we got a 5-peat going on a 6-peat coming up.
Oh, see?
5 in a row for the Gamecocks. In fact, they're to the point now, Patrick, where their young quarterback, I think they held him out this last week so they could play against you guys.
He better be ready.
What is that like when you play in a game like that? I think most fans, even some football players, don't get a chance to be in a heated rivalry. You had a chance to be in a couple. The Georgia-South Carolina is very heated, but certainly the Palmetto State rivalry is phenomenal. Talk about that.
There's a lot of passion in that game. Both fan bases are very strong, and there's – it's just a true – it's a war. And you go out there and you hit him in the mouth and you know it's going to be a 60-minute game. And it's just going to be physical the whole time. There's going to be no give up. And it's a really fun game, really fun rivalry. And looking forward to that 6th win in a row.
All right, buddy. Yeah, 6 win. What has to happen this weekend for you guys to beat Carolina or beat the Cardinals?
We have to be physical. We have to match their physicality and got to go out and hit them in the mouth and set the tempo. We're in the dome. We need to bring the dome energy and just need to go out there and play with the fire.
All right. Patrick DeMarco with us on this segment of the Coach's Show. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
Have a good week of preparation. For Dave Archer, Wes Durham, we'll see you on Sunday at the Georgia Dome for the Arizona Cardinals and Atlanta Falcons. Our pregame starts at 2 with the Ackerman Security Systems countdown to kickoff and then the broadcast of the Cardinals and Falcons at 4 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.